can't afford to buy a home.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. All this year, people have been wondering, what's up with the housing market? When's it going to turn? Friends, I think we can safely say it is. The National Association of Realtors says it's been 14 years since this many people couldn't afford a home. The group's affordability index for October fell to its lowest level since 91. In some cities, we're talking a couple decades. Home prices and climbing mortgage rates are shutting people out. Mortgage applications skidded to an 11-month low last week. In just 6 short years, nearly 20% of the American workforce will be 55 or older. Companies are wondering, how much will it cost to keep those employees? From the Marketplace Work and Family Desk, Hillary Wickay reports.
Older workers may want or have to work longer. That's why AARP commissioned professional services firm Towers Perrin to study the cost to employers. The report concludes that it could cost employers up to 3% more in total compensation to retain or attract that older worker. At the same time, it could cost 50% or more of an annual salary to replace an experienced worker. Deborah Russell with the AARP says the study also debunked the myth that older workers aren't motivated.
The exact opposite is true, that in fact, 50-plus workers are that much more invested in the company. And the more invested you are as an employee, there's a very high likelihood that it's going to be a high-performing company.
The study looked at financial data from more than 1,000 companies. Among the findings, older workers are more engaged, and engaged workers help companies make more money. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
They say you can buy anything on eBay. Even, says the Washington Post, used medical equipment. Paper says a lot of hospitals and doctors are turning to the website for steep discounts, but there's no way to guarantee if the devices are safe or even legal. Last year, an Arizona clinic put in a pacemaker bought on eBay. Turns out it was stolen from somebody. I'm afraid to learn how that happened. Actually, medical devices have had a lot of problems this year. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer reports.
Medical devices are newsworthy because they're being used more. An aging population needs more new hips and new high-tech heart devices. The market for pacemakers and defibrillators that can cost $30,000 each is growing at about 20% a year. A.G. Edwards device analyst Jan Ward sees two other factors as well.
One is the complexity of the devices, and the second is that because of news articles, the companies are reporting earlier.
More can go wrong with this very advanced technology, Wald says, and since it's life-saving, problems can be deadly and lead to expensive lawsuits. Wald says he doubts if there are really more defective devices in percentage terms, but he says doctors and journalists, as well as lawyers and the FDA, are all watching more closely nowadays. So even small problems that cause minimal damage are bound to get publicity. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Hey, we're in the money's back. The Dow was up 28 points to 10,833. The S&P 500 index climbed 3 to 1,262. NASDAQ was up 9 to 2,231. Today, oil's closing in on $59 a barrel. The dollar gained value against the Japanese yen. This is Marketplace. Remember when you were a kid, Christmas never seemed to come, and now it's here in the blink of an eye? 3 days to go, people. Let's get a move on. Here's Alex Cohen.
According to recent surveys, procrastination among holiday shoppers is up. Blame it on cold weather, transit disputes, or maybe it's because for the first time since 1994, Christmas Eve falls on a Saturday, giving most shoppers a day off to squeeze in last-minute purchases. FedEx reports moving a record-breaking 8.9 million packages on Monday of this week. If you still haven't crossed off every name on your list, there's no need to panic. Craig Berman is with Amazon.
Customers can still send magazine subscriptions and email gift certificates through December 24th.
Today is the final day to send holiday gifts through most delivery services, but be warned, last-minute prices tend to be a fair bit higher. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. By Network Solutions, helping individuals and businesses of all sizes grow on the web with hosting, design, domains, and online marketing solutions. NetworkSolutions.com. And by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Inflation. What inflation? The tea leaves seem to suggest there isn't any. Wholesale prices had their biggest drop in 2.5 years. Consumer prices fell by their biggest amount in more than half a century. Now, most of that's driven by gas prices, but Chris Farrell says even when you leave out energy and food, things look pretty good.
What we're finding is that the core rate of inflation is tame. So, energy costs have driven down the headline inflation numbers, but I think what's remarkable in the figures is how little high energy prices have bled into the overall rate of inflation.
So we have nothing to worry about then, right?
Well, we're talking about Wall Street, we're talking about markets, people have money at risk, and so there's a lot of worry about inflation. And, you know, gold is at a, 25-year high, and that's the classic inflation barometer. And so there are three worries out there. You know, one is we're entering the season, high heating oil prices are just really going to drive up the rate of inflation. The economy is growing at a 3.5% average annual rate, and we're going to get a tight labor market, and that's going to drive up inflation. And then our factories are starting to run at full steam, and that's going to drive up inflation. I think all three reasons are wrong, but the fear is there. Plus, there's a psychological factor. We have a new Fed chairman. That's also unsettling the market a little bit.
Okay, but we've had the Fed with 13 straight short-term interest rate hikes to control inflation, but it sounds like we're almost to the end of that. So with these inflation indicators out there, might we see it start popping up?
Well, I think a lot of the fears about inflation are bogus. And there's a classic expression that monetary policy operates with a lag. Well, we're starting to hit the lag. And I think the Fed has succeeded in its tightening. So my guess is that when Bernanke, you know, at the first Fed meeting and he's in the chair, they're going to hike the benchmark interest rate by another quarter point, make it 14. He's going to make a statement. But beyond that, hey, we may be at the end of the tightening phase.
Well, if the Fed stops with the interest rate hikes here in early 2006, what's next?
My own feeling is that we could enter a world much more like the end of the 1990s. The Fed will stop. Its benchmark interest rate will stay exactly where it is. The economy will grow between a 3.5-4% average annual rate, and there will be no inflation, even though the unemployment rate will fall, the labor market will get tighter, because none of these things lead to higher inflation. It's what's the monetary policy of the Fed, and the Fed has been running a good monetary policy, and in a global economy, with all the pressure on business to increase and improve its productivity, we're not going to see inflation.
Chris Farrell is economics editor for our weekend program, Marketplace Money. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.